Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland.
Yeah, America's a great country.
Run away.
A wonderful place. So is this world. And good people have to stand up against the corruption and protect all the great things we have in life. All right, hour number two. I want to thank Webster Tarpley for joining us last hour. In this little short segment, the next, my good buddy and member of the InfoWars.com crew, Richard Reeves, is here because he's been a delegate for Ron Paul. He's knocked on thousands of doors. He's been in the trenches. I've known Richard for about 10 years now. And he works here in the InfoWars offices. And when we go on the road, he also goes with us there. And he also helps head up some of our longevity work at InfoWarsTeam.com, which I never even seem to plug, even though it's incredibly popular now. But Richard, when we come back in the next long segment, Ron Paul is turbocharging. They are pulling out all the stops. All of their talk about him fornicating with aliens from planet Pop-Tart is not working now. And it's actually boomeranged on them. And so, as CBS News said a couple days ago on Friday, which is Christmas, folks, the 25th year, the CBS News said on Friday that he's a Teflon candidate. He's gotten a 4 or 5 point boost since they said he's the Antichrist.
Well, we observed that happen during the Rand Paul campaign in 2010 when they accused him of worshiping Aqua Buddha, etc. And now we see that we are really starting to overwhelm and overcome the mainstream media, which is something we talked about actually years ago. And now,
just admit we're all part of an Aqua Buddha cult.
Well, I tell you what, they'll be labeling us with that next, but. Look for any kind of turmoil to happen right now. You got Sarah Palin making noise about jumping in the race. Hey, news for Sarah Palin. You can't get ballot access now. It's too late. The date, for instance, in Texas, December 19th, that was the deadline to get on the ballot for the primary.
She doesn't care about winning. It's to sell some books and maybe find some basketball stars to hang out with and to spoil Ron Paul.
Definitely to cause a distraction, but we'll talk about it here upcoming, but they are looking at the broker convention. We'll talk about that in a little bit, but folks, we really need to get a warning out to keep pushing out there. All the delegates, all the candidates, all the people voting need to be ready for what's coming next, because what we experienced back in 2008 is what the powers that be are going to pull again. The Ron Paul supporters need to be ready for what's coming next. And in Iowa, January 3rd in the caucuses, that's going to be a more honest way of having a vote, because these are people in these caucuses that are being counted. Their bodies are being counted. They're raising their hands, and that's how they're being counted to find out what presidential candidate.
Very hard to engage in fraud.
Well, now where they can cheat, and this is where Iowans need to be prepared.
In the master tabulation, because the feds have come because of a hacker thread. That'll fix it.
That's right. They need to insist on the GOP, the Iowa GOP website, and the Secretary of State of Iowa websites, that they have an open, honest way to tabulate and count each and every precinct in Iowa. There's over 7,000 precincts in Iowa. Ron Paul supporters need to witness and document all the activities in those caucuses, and then they need to make sure that those votes in those caucuses are accurately counted and tabulated.
Okay, but stop. We're about to go to break, and I want all the some stations don't care this first segment. I want everybody to hear this, the diehard patriots out there who are listening to this premiere Sunday, December 25th, Christmas Day transmission. And I want to thank not only those guys, but the crew who up here on Sunday, make sure the special transmission goes out to everybody. But we're going to go to break here in just a moment and come back for a little 10-minute segment with Richard Reeves to go over all of this. What a broker convention means. The Republicans have changed the rules as another way to finagle an establishment victory. We'll get into how they can cheat in the caucuses, and then what we expect to see with black box activity in New Hampshire. So I hope you're all having a great Christmas out there. And thanks for putting up with me, the Tasmanian hillbilly. We'll be right back on the other side with more of your orchestral Christmas time hymns. Merry, merry Christmas. And if the control freaks don't like us saying Christmas, well, they can just go right back to Planet Pop-Tart.
Go Tasmanian hillbilly.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Christmas, December 25th, 2011, and we are engaging in the thought crime of even saying the word Christmas, which is now racism and xenophobic and hateful. You've got to give up all your cultures and accept the globalist corporatoid culture of tyranny, abortions, open borders, deadly vaccines, endless war, and TSA now announcing checkpoints all over the United States, getting their funding massively increased by Congress, and announcing they're going to have TSA teams groping your wife, daughters, sons, and you on highways near you, strip searching old ladies. It's going to be a lot of fun, so enjoy the new year as the martial law rolls out in America. Now, there's a way to stop this, and that's called Congressman Ron Paul. They told you in the last 6-7 months of him running that he couldn't win, even though he won almost every straw poll and was number one, number two, or number three in every scientific poll. Now he's number one in Iowa. And CBS News, back on Friday, a couple days ago, had the headline that he's a Teflon candidate. He got 5 to 6 to 7, depending on the poll, boom, 24 to 30. Or 31 in the polls when they basically said that he was Satan, the Antichrist, and the 12th Goblin all rolled into one. It didn't work. It backfired. But they've got some ways to stop it. And they're trying it right now. Richard Reeves has been a delegate for Ron Paul back in 2008, knocked on thousands of doors. He also works there at Infowars.com as a reporter. Richard, you've studied this whole caucus situation very closely in Iowa. That's one of the more open true systems, but they have a way to steal it. Then we'll get into what a brokered convention is. They've changed the rules to try to steal it from him. If he does win, they can still try that. So break down what we're facing here as true American patriots.
Okay, starting with Iowa, like you said, and nobody can articulate it and encapsulate it as well as you do about what we're facing if we don't pull this off. In Iowa, January 3rd, 2012, now it's just about 10 days away, just a short space of time away till we have that date roll upon us, and it's incredibly important for each and every person in Iowa that's eligible to go to one of those caucuses to vote for Ron Paul to show up there, to document the activities of the caucus event, to count how the votes come down, and then they need to insist that their Republican GOP website there in Iowa put a fair way to count and tabulate the votes, and the Secretary of State of Iowa needs to have it all on their website so these people can go back.
But hackers have said they're going to hit it, so the feds and the Republicans may have to just make the announcement and not let you know because, you know, they care about you.
Well, I think we've got enough Ron Paul supporters on the ground now that they can go out there and they can handle this. They can each work in their precincts and in their counties and make sure that these caucuses don't get stolen, because in New Hampshire, which we'll talk about in a little bit, there's the bigger threat coming up in New Hampshire. But back to Iowa, they will try to cheat on the tabulation, there's no doubt. So
no,
they need to be ready for that. And the good thing is, though, from the reports I've heard, is there's actually people from all over the United States that are Ron Paul supporters that are going up there and boots on the ground up in Iowa. So this this eclipses the excitement that we had back in 2008.
No, resistance is victory. If they engage in fraud, we expose it. I mean, that's how we build our liberty muscles, is engaging, engaging, engaging. And regardless, we're educating folks about real constitutionalism versus neocon right-wing fascism and Democratic Party establishment communism.
And the proof that we're succeeding is something you just alliterated earlier. That's where people aren't listening to the mainstream media. When they come up with bogus lies and propaganda about Ron Paul, it's driving his poll numbers up.
Same thing happened with Rand. It's like I told Politico last year when Rand was winning. I said, you called up here to get dirt on Rand. Let me tell you how to beat Rand. Endorsing. You're so hated and not trusted. If you endorse him, you'll lose.
All right. Well, let's not give away the secret there, Alex.
Oh, they're so arrogant. They'll never do that. The dinosaur media still thinks they're the mainstream. Already overthrown them.
Well, they are definitely becoming just the tail that's trying to wag the dog. And pretty soon it's going to be one of those stubby nubs. Like on some of dogs where they cut them off, what do they call that when they do that? They clip the tail off the dog.
Yeah, that's what they call it.
That's what the media is going to
do. Bobbing the tail.
They're going to
bob the mainstream media tail. Now, Richard, let's go back here. Let's talk about brokered convention. They've announced that. The Republican establishment has changed the rules so they can bring in little Sarah the spoiler.
Okay, we'll talk about brokered convention, but we can't forget about talking about New Hampshire.
Okay, go ahead.
Later, but
hit that then first.
Brokered convention. Now, let's go with the brokered convention, like you said. Potentially, if the Ron Paul people all show up during all these primaries, like, for instance, in January 10th, we have the New Hampshire show up to your conventions, South Carolina, January 21st. Here in Texas, they've actually delayed ours by a month, moving it to April 3rd by court order. So folks need to get to their precinct conventions because that's how we can win and defeat the powers that be in a brokered convention scenario, is by having Ron Paul supporters show up en masse. The small minority, the minority can be a majority in this scenario. They need to get to their precinct caucuses like in Iowa. And if they don't have caucuses, they need to get to their precinct conventions in each and every state, regardless of what happens with the electronic voting in New Hampshire January 3rd, because that's where the Ron Paul balloon got popped. Back in 2008 was when we rolled into New Hampshire, when the Ron Paul supporters went into New Hampshire. The powers that be, with their electronic voting and their paper ballot cheating that they engaged in, gave John McCain a 37% margin of victory there in New Hampshire.
And by the way, it was confirmed in New Hampshire and other areas that he did get cheated.
Well, you had numerous interviews during that time, long-time listeners.
Well, Bev Harris was there.
Bev Harris and Vicky Karp. All those people were there with the groups that try to get voting.
She made the documentary, the HBO special about black box voting.
That's right. So there was confirmation of that. We had stories about ballots being swept off in vans and disappearing for great lengths of time, etc. But let's not forget that the powers that be gave Ron Paul an 8% turnout in New Hampshire. They gave him a single-digit turnout, and I think we're going to see a repeat of that this year. I think Ron Paul, all likelihood is he will win Iowa, and then we're going to roll into New Hampshire, and with the black box voting and paper ballot cheating that they're going to engage in New Hampshire, don't be surprised and don't be disappointed and don't be let down if they give him a single-digit percentage rating out of New Hampshire. Still show up to your precinct conventions. Still show up to those precinct caucuses, because that's where the nomination can be won. And in a brokered convention scenario, if the Ron Paul supporters are the majority of that body of delegates at the RNC occurring in Florida in around August, September of this year, then, or 2012, actually, then that brokered convention will be won by Ron Paul under that scenario.
Well, you're right, Richard. And again, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, the establishment media could say you can't vote for somebody and people would follow the orders. Look at the entire establishment, left, right, and center, attacking Ron Paul, myself, and many others, because we know what we're talking about. I mean, the last week, hundreds of articles, CBS, ABC, Ron Paul's crazy. He went on Alex Jones's show and said there's a danger of military on the streets in the NDAA. That's all over the news that basically allows the military to arrest citizens and all this. Ron Paul's crazy. He says the CIA brings in drugs. That's all over the news as well. Look at Fast and Furious. Government shipping guns into Mexico, drugs back in. That's Chicago Tribune. New York Times 3 weeks ago admitted this government's bringing drug money in. I mean, we've got a corrupt ruling elite who thinks they can just tell you it's fashionable to go along with corruption and that you'll just stand down. I mean, we've been in a depression for 3 years. Even the New York Times is now admitting that. I mean, they told you it isn't a depression, so you're supposed to believe them. The New World Order is going to wreck things by design. We've got to get rid of the globalists. We've got to restore the republic, bring back America, bring back the liberty, legalize freedom, bring back what made America great. End the empire. Restore the republic. Elect Ron Paul and help your friends and family wake up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, our premier news websites. Richard Reeves, great job reporting for Infowars.com, taking us out to break with Christmas music. Any other points you'd like to make quickly?
Well, you made the issues about the Fast and Furious and all these different issues that you discussed. The silver lining of all that is it's helping us wake people up. All the alternative press, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv are waking people up, so our movement is bigger.
Exactly. That's why they're wanting to censor the web now with the SOPA Act. I mean, it's all coming out. We got a big financial expert, a surprise guest, straight ahead. Stay with us. We'll be right back after these important messages.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven-figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
I can't think of anything this summer to approach. Christmas is a bummer. Beaming faces everywhere, happiness is in the air. I'm telling you, it isn't fair. I hate Christmas. People loaded with goodwill, giving presents, what a thrill. That slushy nonsense makes me ill. I hate Christmas. I'd rather have
all right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back here on this special Christmas edition, and that was a Janet Reno Napolitano. Who's there training the TSA to stick their hands down your small children's pants because they're keeping you safe from Al Shinaida. We are joined now until the end of this special edition by Porter Stansberry. All over Fox TV, CNN, MSNBC, local radio, no matter where I am in the country, I hear the ads running and I also hear my voice. Go to End of America. You've heard those ads. Where I talk about Barron's called his work A Dire Prophecy. And he talked about that in the year 2011, and these ads have been running almost the entire year, you would see something happen that would change the way you invest, the way you pay for, you know, school for your children. I think I ought to just play the ad to introduce it to folks, but everybody's heard it. And, of course, I only do the voice for things or talk about things that I think are on target. And Porter Stansberry has done a great job over the years as a financial advisor predicting a lot of things, the housing crisis years before it happened. And he did accurately predict on the video they put together a year ago and on my radio show when he was on as a guest a few times that the U.S. would lose its A-plus credit rating. And that has now happened, and the big banks have had that happen. They're talking about more downgrades. And, of course, the debt's already impossible to pay back. It's a fraudulent debt. Most of it's derivatives-based. And so as you lose the credit rating, it gets higher and higher and more impossible to pay off. And he's made a lot of other predictions in the last year that will now change the way we live our lives, as you see the fact that even the New York Times last Thursday admitted, Mr. Krugman, that it's really a depression. The system's known that. Now, there's ways out of this, but we have to be honest about what caused the problems to get out of it. Now, Porter Stansberry doesn't really think they're going to change anything because they like where it's going. So he just talks about how you can protect yourself individually. And he joins us till the end of the hour. Porter Stansberry, good to have you here with us on Christmas Day.
Thanks for having me, Alex. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, let's go back to the interviews we did back in February where you laid out what was going to happen in the next 10 months, and it did happen.
Yeah, as you'll recall, it was almost exactly a year ago I was on the program. I was on in mid-December. We were talking about the Christmas holidays then as well. And it was right after Geithner had come out and had sworn up and down that the United States would never lose its AAA rating, that it was unthinkable that that would happen.
That's right. You were on then, and you were also on in February. That's right.
Yep, and I was on your show, and I said, I guarantee you that this will happen in the next couple of months, because any time they trot the Treasury Secretary out or the Finance Minister out, and any time he swears that there isn't going to be a currency devaluation, you can know, that's how you know for sure it's going to happen. And that's exactly, of course, what happened with our credit.
Why do they lie? Just so they can sucker punch investors because they're a predatory, house-owned, monopoly casino?
You know, I'm actually a lot more skeptical about it than even that. I think that they come out there and say it because it's code for all of the senior institutional investors that it's going to happen. It's like a known quantity. It's like, you know, there's almost like a sarcasm to it.
No, it's a joke on the slave scum, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a signal that, okay, yeah, it's time for this to happen by promising that it won't happen.
Well, that's how they do it. And then they think NORTHCOM and the military will help them rob all of us. They're announcing all of that right now. Great people. And please continue with your predictions that were on my radio show.
Yeah, well, the other big prediction that I made, there are lots of things that we talked about that were happening over time, but the downgrading of the debt was a big one. The other thing I said was you'll see record levels of central bank buying of gold. That is all around the world. Central banks are abandoning the dollar, and they're doing so by moving back into gold.
Universities are buying up gold.
Yeah, so you saw Texas, for example, take possession of $1 billion worth of gold. And that was a pretty amazing thing. It was the first senior U.S. financial institution to take a step like that. But you also saw, and less widely covered, that central banks around the world bought 400 tons of gold. 400 tons of gold. And this is the largest buying by, you know, any order of magnitude you want to discuss over this, and 40 years. So central banks haven't been buying gold this way since before the end of the Bretton Woods Agreement in 1971. It's unprecedented. And it shows that a lot of things I've been writing about, a lot of things you're talking about are coming to pass, that all around the world people are losing faith and trust with the people who are running the United States.
And now we see open announcements by the head of the IMF saying, yeah, this is like a 1930s depression. They've known it's a depression all along. So let's get into what you see happening in 2012.
Well, there's one more thing I want to, you can go back and look at this this interview we did a year ago. It's posted on the web in a couple of different places. And I want to take a lot of credit for one other thing, which is that I said that the crisis would show up first in Europe and that the U.S. would be behind efforts to spend $2 to $3 trillion in bailouts for Europe. And if you look at the size of the bailouts, that's exactly what has happened. And I even got the state correct. I said that Italy would be the source of most of the biggest problems.
You know what, Porter? That would be some powerful talk radio. When I invited you on here on short notice, for the special holiday Christmas edition, I remembered you saying that in December and February. You've got a big team, too. We ought to invite you back on the weekday show. And like have your crew just take those clips out of the day.
Yeah, I was right on target with all this stuff.
Yeah, but that would be powerful. In fact, if your crew snips those out with a date, as I remember it, it's on our YouTube channel. It's got a couple hundred thousand views, the Alex Jones channel.
Also on my Wikipedia page, if you go to Porter Stansbury Wikipedia, they have the whole Alex Jones interview segmented out. And it's like an hour of content, and it's all right on the money.
Wow. But they're attacking Ron Paul for being right on the money, too. I mean, I guess it's bad to be right. It's good to be wrong, though.
That I was infuriated to see Arthur Levitt, of all people, criticizing Ron Paul on Bloomberg. Did you happen to catch that radio programming?
Yeah, we've got it up on Infowars.com right now.
Outrageous. I think that Arthur Levitt is the biggest scumbag in the history of Wall Street. And a lot of people, he is a complete... He's completely in the back pockets of America's biggest corporations. He could care less about the individual investor, and he poses like a friendly grandfather, and he's a complete scumbag. And if the only thing you need to know about why he's such a scumbag is because he was the head of the SEC when the SEC on FASB to prevent them from putting in the legislation to force expensing of stock options. Expensing of stock options was the number one way that public companies fleeced American investors over the last 15 years, and he could have personally stopped it at any time. And instead of doing that, he did the exact opposite. He made it impossible for FASB, the Financial Accounting Standards Board, to get the legislation through Congress. And he did that deliberately to protect his pals on Wall Street, and that's why he ended up on the dime. He's on the payroll now at Goldman Sachs and at AIG. He's a complete scumbag, and he shouldn't be trusted by Americans.
We'll be right back with the Christmas special. We'll get the inside scoop from Porter Stansbury of Stansbury & Associates. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet, or Human Growth Hormone Support, menopause specialist for women, and joint specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Alley-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquid extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
I gotta admit, I love old Christmas music.
5 and 10.
Listening once again.
With candy canes and silver lanes aglow.
And Old Crow.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Jim Beam.
Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door.
I'm just, I don't even drink any anymore because I want to lose weight, and I ain't. I know what's really going on out there at Christmas. So everybody out there, drive safe. Watch out for all the drunk police driving around in Austin who are routinely crashing everybody. It's in the news again like yesterday. Okay, yeah, number one danger is the drunk police. Everywhere you go. Another attempt at humor. Thank you for joining us. Now, most of the police are not drunk. They are dodging the drunk drivers, though. Okay, Porter Stansberry is with us in this segment and the final segment here in the second hour of this special Sunday edition. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I appreciate everybody joining us on this Sunday. The country is in dire straits, and I've got to have Porter back for like a two-hour extravaganza because I do remember all the predictions he made in writing and on my own show in December and then February of 2010 and then 11, and then I could never get him back on again. He's so busy. Porter, you are incredibly busy guy. I mean, I can get Ron Paul, Jesse Ventura. I can even get Charlie Sheen on the show, but I couldn't get you on the show, buddy.
Well, Alex, I will drop everything and come on anytime. I mean, here I am on Christmas Day.
Yeah, how come I can only get you on Christmas?
I don't know. There must have been some mix-up in the communication because I love talking with you. I love your show. The voiceovers that you've done for us on the advertising has absolutely helped our business grow this year.
I am proud of that fact. You guys test marketed a bunch of voices on your huge.
You are the voice. You are the voice. It makes an enormous difference. And also, I want you to know that we got a lot of people that told us they would only air that advertising if we took your voice off of it, and we told them all to go to hell.
So the establishment's even scared of my voice becoming even more known.
Scared of your voice. And I'll tell you one other thing that's happened is, you know, I don't put my picture up anywhere. I don't have my picture on my website. I don't have my picture on my newsletters because I don't really want people to know what I look like for obvious reasons. You know what I'm talking about. I was sitting at a bar in Miami Beach about 6 months ago, and the guy sitting next to me, I was having a cocktail with my wife, and the guy sitting next to me said, "Excuse me, are you Porter Stansberry?" And I said, "Yeah, I am." And I asked him, how did you recognize me? Because my picture's not anywhere. He said, "I recognize your voice." And then the next thing he said is, "What's Alex Jones like?"
Just like I am on air, obnoxious.
Yeah. Well, you know, with both of us, Alex, what you see is what you get.
Exactly. Same thing with Ron Paul. I know people that have worked with him for 30 years, and what you see in public is 100. You know, look at old videos of him on Morton Downey Jr. and on Access TV in Austin from 25, 30 years ago. I mean, it is the exact same guy, except he was getting a little bit more angry at people then. Now let's shift gears into, because you have stunningly, as the Wall Street Journal and Barron's and others had said years ago, predicted things years out. And you really did predict what was going to happen in 2011. How does the debt situation, how does the U.S. losing its credit rating down a notch affect things? And what are the things on the radar screen in 2012? How do people protect themselves?
Well, you know, real quickly, I would say that I think more and more people have come to believe that there's not going to be a big inflation. And they believe that because in this last year, commodity prices have been very tame. Copper, for example, is down 20% from a year ago. Tin is down 30%. Oil has been flat. Natural gas is down almost 50%. Sugar, you know, you can go on. They're all down double digits.
That's because there's a global depression in real economy, and so that's kind of eating up some of the inflation, right?
What was really holding it all back was the fact that Europe was not inflating. So even though the U.S. had pumped up money supply enormously, Europe was having a huge banking crisis. And what you'll see, I expect, is that a larger and larger bailout of Europe next year. And you're going to see all of these price indices reverse because people have stopped fearing the inflation. And now that the banking authorities have gotten hold of the crisis in Europe, you're going to see them print a lot more money. And I think you'll see gold. You know, when I met with you a year ago, last December, I said that gold will go to $2,000 an ounce in 2011, and I think it went up to like $1,900 and it almost got there.
Yes.
So next year, I think that you will see gold double again. You'll see gold go to $4,000 an ounce because they are going to solve the crisis in Europe, and they're going to solve the crisis in Europe by printing trillions of dollars. It's already begun, but we've just seen the early stages of it. They're going to print and print and print, and there's no way they're going to allow a downturn in the economy during a presidential election year. Not going to happen. They will start throwing money out of helicopters if they have to.
As Helicopter Ben said, Osama bin Bernanke, looking at this then, what do you think is going to happen domestically as things continue to unravel?
Well, you know what? I think there's going to be a period of time where people think it's all good news. Because, you know, if commodity prices don't go crazy, if they just start going up moderately, and if business conditions improve because credit becomes widely available. I mean, we saw mortgage rates, right, drop below 4% this week, right?
Yes.
So, hey, go refinance. Go get in some more debt. Go buy some more things. I think you could have this, fantasy land period where the average American thinks there's nothing wrong and that the economy is improving and there's nothing to worry about. The problem, of course, is going to be that all these things are going to go way too far, and you're going to see the impact of this easy money over the next 2 or 3 or 4 years lead to a huge inflation. And that is why central banks all around the world are buying gold, and that's why you've seen the price of gold continue to go up this year. Gold's up about 20% this year, even though every other commodity you can think of has gone down.
Not because the gold really went up or silver went up, but because the dollar is being devalued. Now, you did over a year ago, or I guess just about a year ago, in December of 2010, you did on the record say the crisis would kick back off in Europe. Where does the contagion move from there?
That's a great question. And, you know, this is a crisis of bad sovereign debt. And these bad debts originated in a lot of other areas, corporate areas, in the U.S. mortgage market, and in sovereign debt in Europe. And the way this crisis will be played out is through inflation. So what you'd want to, what the next step in this crisis is, moving from these banking crises into these really big inflation problems. So I can't know what it's going to be, but there will be some kind of commodity, some kind of strategic thing. It could be these rare earth elements. It could be steel. It could be copper. It might even be real estate again. You can't know where all the money is going to end.
Well, we're already seeing a bubble in the farming real estate while the others.
Right. It could easily be agriculture this time. But what's going to happen is it's going to be a lot worse. It's not going to be the kind of happy inflation that we had in the 2000s that everyone could kind of plan around and make money at, I guess. It's going to be radical. And the problem will be that the authorities are going to try to stop it with force. There will be credit controls, price controls.
And then that will cause shortages.
And then you'll see shortages, and then you're going to see more and more unrest. You know, by the way, when I was on the show last December, I told you as well that there'd be a lot of civil unrest this year. And everyone, of course, smirked and laughed. But then you saw Occupy Wall Street. You saw revolutions all over North Africa. And you saw all those revolutions because they literally couldn't buy food because the currencies had been devalued so much.
That's right. And the West tried to steer those, but that hasn't worked. You know, when you talk to all of the financial experts that are on the Stansbury research payroll, when you talk to other experts, right before we got you on air here, you were talking to a banker and getting some information. What's the feel across the spectrum from people that are in capital and finance and investment?
I think that they are more afraid than I have ever seen them before in my entire career. Because it is a problem of systemic proportions. It's not one bad sector. I can remember back in the early 2000s, I was involved in the telecom sector, and I would go to these private telecom conferences. These guys would be afraid of the bad debts. It's not just like that. It's not one industry or one company or one sector. It's the entire system.
Porter Stansbury, stay there. It's not one bubble. It's a whole cauldron of bubbles with helicopter Ben flying around dumping dollars. We'll be right back. Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com, or call 877-327-0365.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
This just in, WildernessGeek.com is expanding their line of emergency survival gear to meet the coming need. WildernessGeek.com is not just an emergency survival gear supplier, but also a reliable supplier of recreational gear for fishing, boating, hunting, and camping. WildernessGeek.com specializes in assisting you in selecting the right gear for your need. WildernessGeek.com has rose from past experienced emergency personnel that have geek-like technical abilities to understand and inform their customers of the latest up-to-date must-need items. Items include weather alert radios, two-way radios, marine electronics, tactical flashlights, emergency signaling laser flares, and a unique line of portable solar chargers. WildernessGeek.com knows from their past customers that a large percentage of rescuers are volunteers. For that, WildernessGeek.com gives discounts to all rescuers and salutes you for your services. Well, finally, some good news for the American people. WildernessGeek.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Christmas music, that's from like Little Drummer Boy. Not comedy Christmas here. Where did you get this? Who dug this up? That was like some YouTube thing. I knew it'd be you, the comedian in our group. We need some comedic diversions with all that's going on in this world. All right, Porter Stansberry is our guest, and we really appreciate him coming on. We are going to do another show that's more produced where we go get the clips of his December interview now, I guess, over a year ago. I've looked it up. It's a little bit before Christmas, about a week before Christmas, and show how much of this came true, unfortunately, and then get his new predictions. But what about MF Global? I know you've got a lot of sources there, and I was talking to you the other day on the phone when I talked you into coming on with us here for the Christmas special, Porter. And you said, look, he'll probably end up walking, and you broke all that down. But what's really going on with MF Global and the little Obama darling, former head of Goldman Sachs, and the missing billion?
Yeah, that's a great story because you have this board at MF Global that's made up of all these senior Democratic financial heavyweight people. And they had the chairman, who, of course, was Corzine, the governor of New Jersey and former head of Goldman. And he put on an enormous trade. He bought about $6 billion worth of Italian bonds, and he only had about $1 billion up in the trade. So he was Italian debt. And if you go back and look at the show where I was on last year, I said that, you know, Italian sovereign debt is going to be the center of the next part of the crisis. So he took the exact opposite view that I had, bet heavily on Italian debt, got wiped out. And the people he owed the collateral calls to, the people he had borrowed the money to buy the bonds from, was J.P. Morgan. And so on October 28th, J.P. Morgan called and said, hey, we need at least $200 million in cash in order to keep the trade on. And so I don't know exactly the sequence of events. I'm not inside MF Global. But I do know that the treasurer of MF Global, Edith O'Brien, authorized the money to leave the U.S. to go to J.P. Morgan's accounts in London. And she has since hired a criminal attorney to represent her. And my guess is that Corzine told O'Brien to release the funds and that he will deny it and that she will end up being the fall guy.
She might fall down and hit her head, too.
Yep, she might fall down and hit her head.
Now, expanding on that, the head of the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, as you know, 2 weeks ago on C-SPAN, the same testimony in front of Congress, got off his prepared remarks and said, look, we talked to MF Global. Our people were there. They took the money out and said they were taking it out of the segregated accounts of their customers. And so right there, he's admitting perjury, that Corzine's involved in perjury. I mean, obviously Corzine knew, the CEO.
Yeah, I mean, Alex, this is the number one rule in finance. You do not do this, and everybody knows it. In fact, J.P. Morgan, people I know at J.P. Morgan, were so concerned about accepting this money because they didn't want to be tainted with this. They didn't want to engage in a fraudulent transaction, even though they're only the ones receiving the money. They're not doing any of the taking. They demanded a note in writing from MF Global's general counsel saying specifically that these were not, this was not segregated money, this wasn't client money, and MF Global wouldn't provide it.
Wow, and you've now got the head of the CME coming out, and that's the, you know, the big, for those that don't know, big commodities exchange group, and he's saying they're lying.
There's no, I mean, from what I know, from what I have been told, and from what the things I've seen in other places, there is no question in my mind that Corzine directed this segregated accounts be, for the money to be sent to London from the segregated accounts. There's no way that this woman, O'Brien, would have ever done this without his approval. There is no way. There is no way.
So what's going on? Why is he making 40-to-1 bets or 38-to-1 bets? I mean, we saw this, what, a decade ago with another big brokerage firm that went under, and then 2008. These guys run the planet. They run our politicians, and they are worse than the worst degenerate gambler in Las Vegas.
Because, Alex, this is how the system worked for 40 years. Ever since we left gold in 71, this was the path to wealth. You borrow unlimited amounts of money, and if you get in trouble, you will get bailed out, and you just borrow more money. That's the secret. That is how Corzine made Goldman Sachs the biggest bank in the world, by leveraging everything and getting bailed out anytime there was trouble. That's the point.
With our tax money and then having all these minions on the Goldman Sachs payroll you mentioned, demonize Ron Paul.
I'll tell you exactly what happened. The Germans would not play ball. The Germans would not allow the European Central Bank to expand the balance sheet fast enough to bail Italy out. That's exactly what happened. And Corzine got caught with his pants down because of it.
Let's shift gears then and look at gold in the next year. And most economists we talk to agree that we're going to really see some nasty inflation. We're not talking about, you know, a cup of coffee at the gas station going from $1 to $1.25. We're talking about going to $2, $3. We're talking about gas, what, going from $3 to $4 or $5. So if you look at this, what's the ratio from you? Because I know I asked you this a year ago, and you said you've now looked into it more closely. As they print money and as they issue bailouts and monetize debt, as the Federal Reserve buys its own debt, what's the ratio versus gold?
Well, I told you last time that off the top of my head, I thought it was around $10,000 an ounce for the price of gold if you were to try to back the U.S. currency with gold at some level, say at 25% backing, something reasonable like that. So I just wanted to update all those numbers. So I went and looked where the Fed balance sheet is today. The balance sheet is $2.8 trillion. So if you wanted to back all the Federal Reserve notes with gold, and that's the core base asset in our monetary system. So if you wanted to back the dollar with gold, that's the first thing you would do. And so to get to take the U.S. Gold Reserve, which it's hard to know exactly how much gold we have because the gold that's in the Fed in New York is not all owned by the U.S. But just to be conservative, let's assume it was. There's about 372 million ounces of gold that the U.S. government owns or controls. If you do the numbers, you see that that would give you a gold price of $7,526. So today, to back the Fed balance sheet as it stands, you'd have to see gold prices over $7,000. Now, that's not providing backing for the whole currency. That's just providing backing for the monetary base. If you go out to M3, there's $7.7 trillion of money outstanding right now in the U.S. economy. And to back all that with gold, we require a gold price of over $20,000.
Wow, and as you said, here's CNBC from Friday, 2 days ago, call for QE to stave off euro deflation. Euro deflation, and so they're talking about turning up the prices right there. And of course, they've been arguing for a new phase of the currency war where they all try to devalue as fast as possible.
Yeah, well, look, just since 2007, the Fed balance sheet has gone from $800 billion to $2.8 trillion, and no one's said a word. Gold has gone from $700, you know, to where it was this year at its peak, $1,900, and nobody's cried uncle. The European Central Bank balance sheet has gone from around $1 trillion to $2.4 trillion, and it's definitely going to be over $3 trillion any minute now.
Okay, so how much inflation are you thinking? If it's really like 11% right now, what do you think it'll be at the Christmas next year?
You know, it's a very hard thing to say, but what I think that you will see is that hard commodities, things like gold and silver, are going to do very, very well. Overall inflation, Alex, I'm actually less concerned about for next year because I think you're going to see a big drop in the price of oil because of all the new domestic production.
So it's basically in some key commodities.
Yeah, and I think that it's going to keep a lid on this for a while. But believe me, this money is never going to get taken out of circulation. So sooner or later, this stuff is going to find its way into something. Will it be a bubble in agriculture? Will it be a bubble in gold and silver? Will it be a bubble in who knows?
A bubble in armaments if they start a new Middle Eastern wide war with Iran. Porter, we're out of time. You promised to come back in the next few weeks on the weekday show. You got a lot of different websites. What's the best one for folks to visit?
You know, just go to endofamerica.com, look at my presentation, decide for yourself.
Well, I look forward to getting you back on in the near future, and I want you to have a great rest of the Christmas day and evening, and I want to wish everybody a great new year that's coming up. Of course, we'll be on all throughout the week, coming up live and then back next Sunday, but I want everybody to have a great what's left of Christmas and New Year's coming up. Thank you, Porter.
Thank you, Alex.
All right, there he goes. Ladies and gentlemen, go spend the rest of the time with your families. I appreciate you tuning in today. And like I said, we'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Don't forget, we also simulcast these radio shows as TV at PrisonPlanet.tv. And I just wish you all to have a safe and happy Christmas. Merry Christmas to all of you. If politically correct folks don't like it, you know where you can go. And that's it for this transmission. I'm Alex Jones, signing off.
Before God. And never brought to mind, should old acquaintance be forgot, and days of lang syne.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.